This is the Closing Mark Report on a Friday afternoon. On the phone line with us, Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute. He's the climatologist for the state, to take a look at the weather forecast. Hi, Jim. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Don.
We've had a lot of rain over the past several days, and looks like we might get some more rain over the weekend.
That's right. If we look at the forecast for rain, there's another chance coming on Sunday and Sunday night. There's 8% chance on Sunday and another 40% on Sunday night. The amounts don't look too impressive, maybe another quarter of an inch or so, but every little bit helps at this point. Highs on Saturday will be 43 and on Sunday 51, so it will be falling as rain rather than snow. And you get on into next week, high on Monday is 42 and on Tuesday, 36, and Wednesday, 38, and Thursday, 44. So still very warm temperatures, cold at night, lows in the mid-20s, but some warm-up during the day and a fair amount of sunshine.
We're moving, halfway through the winter of 2012-13. How are we setting up at this point for the springtime, and has the rain, rather than the snow, managed to help alleviate parts of the drought?
That's right. That certainly the rain has helped. You know, we've had a lack of snow, especially in the northern two-thirds of Illinois. In fact, we've had here in Champaign about 4 inches total so far. But we've made up for it with rainfall. So that's been great news. We got additional rains just this week. Now, the only tricky part is in the northern third of the state up around I-80 and northward, the soils are still frozen, so not all that water has been able to make its way into the soil, sitting on top at this point. But the rest of the state has done a pretty good job on recharging that soil moisture over the last couple of weeks. In fact, I even saw some water staying in fields earlier today.
That surprise you that we're in this position now or not?
Somewhat. I was hoping we would be this far along, but I think we've done a good job, especially in the southern half of the state, has really caught up from the deficits that we saw in 2012. I'm still kind of hoping that we can make some farther progress in the northern third of the state once those soils do thaw out and get a chance to recharge some of that soil moisture.
And then if you look broadly across the United States, and I know you're the state climatologist, but I'm sure you look broadly across the U.S., Midwest in particular, parts of Iowa, Nebraska, maybe Minnesota still suffering greatly.
That's right. The U.S. Drought Monitor has this large swath of very extreme conditions, very drought conditions across Texas all the way up to the Dakotas. So pretty much the states to the west of us right now still have major problems with drought, and that's expected to continue at least for the next couple of months. I think the upper Midwest, kind of Minnesota, Wisconsin area, is expected to get some more rains in the next few weeks. But I think it's going to be a tough time for 2013 out west.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That is Jim Angel, state climatologist at the Illinois State Water Survey. Wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report. Be sure to visit willag.org. Our guest this week on Commodity Week, Dr. Michael Cordonnier, will, of course, talk about South American crops.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.